From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian and rebel forces are continuing Saturday to battle in the besieged city of Aleppo, where some 250,000 people, including many children, are trapped in the divided city. Syrian forces have been moving to retake parts of Aleppo run by rebels who fire on government-controlled sections of the city. Casualties continue to mount on both sides. Rick Brennan is the director of the World Health Organization's humanitarian emergencies.
According to health officials there, there have been 338 deaths in the last couple of weeks due to the bombardment, including 106 children. 846 other individuals have been injured. Again, almost a third children, 261 children.
The WHO is calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo. A massive explosion rocked the Somali capital, Mogadishu, Saturday, killing at least two people and wounding several others. A security official told VOA Somali Division that a Toyota Corolla filled with explosives was detonated outside the Blue Sky restaurant. There were no immediate claims of responsibility, but Al-Shabaab terror group has launched many similar attacks in the past in its fight against the country's Western-backed government. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries must sign on to it. 1 month later, the deal would go into effect. This is VOA News. At an ASEAN meeting hosted in Japan, or rather Hawaii, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter was asked what he thought of comments by Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, saying if Adolf Hitler could kill millions of Jews, he could slaughter millions of drug users and drug dealers in his country.
That matter wasn't discussed at this particular meeting, but I can tell you that just speaking personally for myself, I find those comments deeply troubling.
Philippine police and vigilantes have killed at least 3,000 people for drug use and drug sales since Duterte took office. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called on the governments of India and Pakistan to proceed calmly with rising tensions between the two nations. Stephane Dujarric is the UN's chief spokesperson.
The Secretary General urges the government of India and Pakistan to exercise maximum restraint and address the outstanding issues peacefully and through dialogue. He would welcome all proposals in that regard, as well as de-escalation initiatives.
India has vowed to try to diplomatically isolate Pakistan for its alleged support of Islamist groups on its soil. Groups, India says, are behind terrorist attacks in neighboring countries. Pakistan says it will postpone a November meeting of the heads of South Asian countries, blaming arch-rival India for derailing the process of regional cooperation. The move comes amid escalating border and diplomatic tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi over allegations Pakistan was behind a deadly assault earlier in September on an Indian army base in the divided Kashmir region. Pakistan, which was to host the summit, said it deplored India's decision not to attend. The U.S. Defense Secretary says the U.S. military will investigate conflicting reports on this week's deadly U.S. airstrike in Somalia. Somalia's government has demanded an explanation from the United States for the strike, which Somali officials said killed 13 members of local government forces. The Pentagon said in a news release Thursday that a self-defense strike near the town of Galkeya killed at least 9 al-Shabaab militants. If asking Google about how to register to vote translates to votes, the search giant has good news for Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton. According to Google, the amount of searches for the Spanish phrase on registering to vote spiked by 2,200% over the past week. Register to vote in English only saw a 430% jump. This would suggest Hispanics are at least interested in possibly voting, and if they do, the large majority could vote for Clinton. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.